Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We're holding in Parshas Shalach by Kapitel Yudalit. But before we begin, I just want to ask a question. Benitz Hezber, how many Meraglim were there? How many Meraglim were there? Oh, so everybody says 12. And they're right, because the Torah says 12. However, we found today Yerushalmi in Soito, Perek Zayin, Halochehei, a way to remember is Zeh, is Gematria 12, so that's a way to remember 12. Rebbe Kiva over there holds there were 24 Meraglim. 24 Meraglim. Toysis and Soita daf Lamadal and Aleph. The bottom Toysis, Tortani, at the end, brings this Yerushalmi. Al Kapanim, someone asks you how many Meraglim were, you tell them it's a Machlaikis, either 12 or 24. What's the Lashon over there in the Yerushalmi? So the Ish Echod, Ish Echod. Al Daiti the Rebbe Kiva, the Omar Lashonis, Ribuyim Heim. Rebbe Kiva holds that Lashonis are marba something. So it says Ish Echod, Ish Echod. Esrim va'arboha, you do 24 meraglim. Yal daite de Rabbi Shmuel, damar l'shoin is kfulin hei. He says that no, it's doubled lashon. Shnei moser ha'yu, there were 20, there were 12 only. That's Yerushalmi inside the perek zayin halacha hei. So anytime it says l'shoin is kfulim, like it says over here, ish ish or himal yimal holy chilchasa nichsayf nichsafti v'chadoyimer. So Rabbi Kiva is going to hold that the kefil is bala rabbi is eza dover boisin. He comes to marba something. So here he holds. Yeah, there's another one. Ish echad, there were 12, 24. Rabbi Shmuel holds no dibur toyik lashon b'nei adam, and it's not marba ma'uma, it's not marba anything. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva, that's marba. There were 24 meraglim. There were two from each shevet. So why doesn't it say over here? Why does it only say over here 12? Frek the Torah t'mimo. Zokdei yishleimer the chashiv rak elu shoy chashuvim ve'achayim hoy pchusim mehem. It only mentions the 12 chashiv ones. The other ones where it doesn't mention. Rabbi Shmuel hoy rak shnei mosik d'chusim. But Rabbi Shmuel says it's only 12, like it says. A kapana comes out the fize that the chashiv ones are mentioned. Then, and there were really 24 meraglim, but that only the chashav ones are mentioned. So I asked Rabbi Yosef, what was the hesber? The meraglim were anoshim gedolim. So how did they come to make a toz? So Rabbi Yosef said, the Zohar Kodesh says that the meraglim, the nesiim saw they're going to lose the shtela when they come to Eretz Yisrael. They're not going to be nesiim. So they had a little bit of an agis over there, and we know that Eretz Yisrael is not so easy to be koina. There's a lot of steers in Eretz Yisrael. The chazakim, chaloshim. It's Eretz Yisrael's Yishves. Sometimes you have to know to be mitaretz them. And if they would have horved in the proper way, they would have been found the answers. But they didn't because of that negia, said Rabbi Yosef. And then he told me, you should know that there's another thing besides the negia that they were going to lose the nesias. He said that there's a dayer that says that the shevet, the hainu, the shiftei ka went with each nasi. Like Reuven went with the shevet, with the nasi of shevet Reuven, and Vayter and Shimon v'chule and Levi. All of them went along. The only thing is, when they saw that they were being choyte later, the meraglim, so then they were neshtamet and they left. So Fiza, he could say that could be you can understand why it says ishachad ishach levimata. You can understand the fear of Kiva that there were 24 meraglim because there was with the shvatim with them, the shiftei kub and Yaakov. The only problem is lefida taritimima. The taritimima says no. The ones that only it's only mentioned 12 over here because the other because those were the chashuv ones. The other ones that aren't mentioned there, even though there were 24, because they were b'chusin. And only the chashuvim I mentioned, but if they were the shiftei ka, so they're not pchusim, they're very chashuv people. So you can't say that teretz lefi the teretz mimo. Kapon Rabbi said that's with what we begin. Perek kapitel yudalid pasuk aleph. Vatisa kol ha'eda, the entire assembly of Klal Yisrael raised up. Vayitnu es koilam, and they gave forth their voice. Vayifku am balaylahu, and the people wept that night. Oy, are they going to suffer in future days for this bechiah? Because the Medrash says, "Atem bechisim bechiah shalchina vani koyvei lechem bechiah ledoyros." The Gemara says in Saita. The Medrash also says it. You cry twice, and it says that's why it says bochi tifka b'layla hu bochi is mikdash rishon, mikdash rishon tifka is mikdash sheni. Both korbanos happened on Tisha B'av because of this. This is when it was nixar. Now, if I would ask you, what's Muhammad, the chayta egel or the chayta meraglim? What would you answer me? So a lot of people would say, listen, the Chayta Egel. Chayta Egel was ferulah, void Zohar, it's gefarulah. But first of all, it's not so pleasurable as a void Zohar, Ayin Shom Ben B'chai, the Rishonim, Pashas Kesisah. But second of all, the Chayta HaEgel, the Rebbein Shem said, Tzalachti Kedvarecho. He was Meichel them. Even though you get Peronius, the Rebbein Shem visits the Averis on people, and any punishment that happens in the world comes a little bit from Chayta Egel. Rebbein Shem said, I'm going to give you Tashlumim, I'm not going to give it to you in one shot. But the mechete meraglim was nimchal. But by over here, by the meraglim, it was a bigger aveira. It was klor was a bigger aveira. Rabbi Yochum says why? Because here they were koifer in the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm giving a good land. You're going against me. Therefore, the Chayta Meraglim was much more chamadik. And all the suffering we have today, it says that it's that to Aretz Meleya, that the Tehillim, it says in Tehillim Kovov that Vatimasa Aretz Eretz Chemda, they were disgusted by the desired land. And they said, Nitna Roish v'Neshuva Mitzrayim, let's go back to Mitzrayim. That was Kfir in the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam says it's a good land, you want to go back? And that's why we're suffering till today. Both korbanos happened because of that. And the Rois and Barot, as we're going to see in the Pesukim, they were sent out and they were scattered among wider Jews all over the world, in Japan and Africa, all over the place. Teretz is because that came down as a result of the Chayta Meraglim. So the Chayta Meraglim was much more chamadik. Oh, very good. Kola Eidah, Zok Rashi, Sanhedrois. Who are these? These were the Sanhedrois. Okay. Pasuk. Base. So, vayifko ha'am b'layla hu, they're going to suffer from future generations, that the bechir, the Ribbono Shel Olam kaveh them the bechir b'doiris. Ribbono Shel Olam says, you want a reason to cry? I'll give you a reason to cry. And that's the korbanos. The two batei mikdash were destroyed. Pasuk beis vayiloyinu al moishav al aroin. All the bnei Yisrael, they started complaining and murmuring against Moshe and Aaron. Koil bnei Yisrael, the ganz bnei Yisrael. Vayomer aleihem. Kola Eid, and the ganze Eid said, "Lu masnu beretz Mitzrayim, it would have been so geschmack that if we had died in the land of Egypt, oy ba midra zelu masnu, we would have died in this midbar." Zok Rashi, "Lu masnu halavai v'masnu, we wish that halavai that we would have died over there." And so one of the Rishonim say, because if we would have died in Mitzrayim, at least we would have Yorshim, and someone could give a takeover of Nechassim. But here in the midbar, we're out in the wilderness. Who's going to yarshin us? Say the Rishonim. So it's better. Lumas nu beretz Mitzrayim oy b'midbar. Yeah, someone with a yarshin that their offspring. I don't know what you're trying to say. The Tzrosh or the one thing. Right, but the Yerusha would have gone over. It was the Yerusha. Pasuk Gimel. What? In the midbar, he said, it's in the wilderness. Who's gonna take it over? I think I saw one of Rishonim do it. Why not? L'chay the same svara. What's the difference? Why the children are there too? So I saw one of Rishonim say that at least there we would have had someone to yarshin us. I'll have to look for it soon, but I saw. Oh, here, it's in this pasuk really. It says Aloy Tonal Shuv Mitzrayim. So the Chizkuni says, "Kishayini b'Mitzrayim imeisechad mimenu." If someone died in Egypt, Taymenich nechasav lekroiv v'leshchein. If he left over his nechasav for his neighbor or his shochin, Avla Achsha or his koriv, Avla Achsha v'hakoy levaz. Here it's also going to go to waste, says the Chizkuni. Let's see. Then he's saying pshat really in the next pasuk. Okay, pasuk Gimel. V'lama Hashem evyo yisanu ela oritz azoyis. Why is Hashem bringing us to this land? Linpoil b'cherev, to fall by the sword. Nosheinu, our wives. Vetapeinu, our young children. Yiyu lavaz, they're going to be taken captive. Haloi toiv lanu shuv Mitzrayim. Isn't it better for us to return to Egypt? Zot Rashi. Oh, pasuk dalid. Vayoymu ish el ochiv. So they said one to another, nit na roish. Let us appoint a new roish, a new leader. V'noshuva Mitzrayim, and let us return to Egypt. Zot Rashi nitna roish, ketargume, like the Targum Onkelos says, nimani reish, let us appoint a new leader. Nosim aleinu melech, let us set a king over us. Rabbi Seinu Pirsha Chazal say loshen avoydezara. Now it doesn't mean that; it means a loshen of avoydezara. Where's that? That's the oisius der bekiva and mechilta and shmois. Pasuk hey. Vayipol Moshe v'Aaron al pneim, and Moshe and Aaron fell on their faces. Lefnei kol kal das bnei Yisrael, before the whole congregation of the assembly of bnei Yisrael. So v'Yeshua ben Nun v'Kalev ben Yifune min haTorah mesaoritz. Yeshua ben Nun and Kalev ben Yifune, those were the ones that spied out the land. Karu b'gdeim, they tore their garments. Pasuk Zayin v'Yomel kol das bnei Yisrael leima, they said to the ganz of das bnei Yisrael, saying haoritz asher avarnu vo. The land in which we passed, Loser Oisa, to spy it out. Toiva Oretz Ma'oid Ma'oid. It is very, very, very good, the land. So from here we can learn out that when someone says something negative, oh, it's Geferlich, we should have died over there. It's Eretz Eichel Sishver, this place. So many Levayas there. Right away you should be Melametzchus. Right away they said, they heard this, they did Kriya, like a Velim. And then they said, no, it's not true. We're Machas, what you said, it's Sheker. Ha'oretz Asher Avarnu Bo. It's great. Not Malamitzchus. You have to. The Chofetz Chaim says this over there, that right away, if someone says to you Lashon Hara, you should right away find right. You should always find say something nice about the other guy automatically. Right? Someone says, this guy's a Oisavov. You say, you should know that he has this and this and that. Right away. So this is the same vort over here. He says, get it out of your head. It's great. If Hashem desires us, behavior is son of Allah, it's Azois. He will bring us to this land, when the son of Allah will give it to us. Eretz Ashehi, Zovas Cholavud Vosh. It's a land that flows with milk and honey. Pasuk Tes, Ach Bahashem, Altim Roidu, they beseech them, do not rebel against the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ve'atem Altiru, Esam Oretz, and you will not fear the people of the land. If you won't, if it's Bashem Altim Roidu, then Vatem Altiru Esam Oretz. Why? Ki Lachmeinu Heim, because they are our bread. We're going to see what that means in Rashi. Sor Tzilo Me'aleim, their protection has left them. Vashem Itonu, and Hashem is with us. Altiru'um, do not fear them. Nothing to worry about. So Rashi Altim Roidu, do not rebel. Veshuv Atem Altiru V'goyim, and then you will not fear if you don't rebel. Ki Lachmeinu Heim, they're our bread. Noichlim Kolechem, we'll eat them like bread. Sor Tzilom, their protection, or their shade literally means has left them. Maginam, their shield, v'chaskim, and all their koyach, their strength. K'sheim shebehen meisu, all the k'sheim over there have died. Iyuv, shayimegen aleim, Iyuv who was there, whose chus would have protected them, he's died already, zok t'gmor and baba basa tezvav amen aleph. Nochav pshat, dover acher, tziloi shel mokam, it means, sor me'aleim, the shade of the Ribbono shel Olam has departed from them, meaning that that they have no protection anymore. Pasuk Yud, Vayomru kol ha'eidah lirgam oisam ba'avonim. So, but the entire kahal said that we're going to pelt them with stones. We're going to stone them. Uchvoid Hashem nira ba'oyel moyed al kol b'nei Yisrael. Then the glory of the Ribbono shel Olam appeared in the oyel moyed to b'nei Yisrael. So, Rashi lirgam oisam. As Yeshua and Kalev, who does that refer to? They wanted to start stoning Yeshua and Kalev. They wanted the Mamash to start stoning them. And then the glory of Hashem appeared on and Yerushalayim. What happened? The cloud went down over there. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayoyim Hashem el Moshe. So Hashem said to Moshe, Ad ono yinatsuni yo'om azeh. To what point will these people anger me? Ve'ad ono lo yaminu bi. And how long will they not have emun in me? Will not be maimin in me? B'choyil ho'oysis asher asisi for all, despite all the signs that I've done for them, Bekir boy, in its midst. What's going on over here? How long is it going to take? Zatrashi Adana, to what point, Atechen, to what extent? Yenatsuni, will these people anger me? The word Yenatsuni means Yargizuni, will they anger me? B'chala Oisa is b'shvil kol anisim, because of all the nisim, Shosisilim, that I did for them. Hoylem la'am, and they should have believed, Sheyecholus v'yodi, that it's in my hand, L'kayim aftachosi, to fulfill my promise. And they don't believe in me. Pasukud Beis, Akenu v'adever v'yrishenu. I'm going to smite them with a plague and I will annihilate them. And I will make you a greater and more powerful nation than they. And I will annihilate them. Like Targum, it says, Lashon Tiruch and Lashon of driving away. Maybe you'll say, what should I do with the Shvu that I made to the Avos? I'll answer you, I'll have a keem of that, I'll make you greater. Sha'atam Yizarim, because you also come from them, so therefore it won't be a sheker to them. Pasuk Yud Gimel Vayoyim Moshe El Hashem. So Hashem says, Moshe says to Hashem, listen to Amanik, how Amanik reacts. Vishamu Mitzrayim. Then Egypt will hear Ki Helisa Bechoychacho Es Amazem Mikirboy, that the Ribbono Shel Olam who brought up the nation from with his koyach, he brought up the people of Klal Yisrael from their midst. Va'amru el yoshev ha'aretz and pasuk yedalad azoyis, and they're going to say about the inhabitants of this land, shamu, having heard ki at Hashem bekerav ha'am hazeh, that you Hashem are in the midst of these people, asher ayin ba'ayin niro ato Hashem, that you Hashem appeared eye to eye, va'anon cha'oyim et aleim, and your cloud stands over them, va'amud onon ato hoylech lefneim, and that in a pillar of cloud you go before them, Yoimam by day, Ubamudesh Laila, and by night you go with a pillar of fire. The Pasuk Tezvo, Veheimata Esaomaze, Ki Ishechod, and if you were to put these people to death like a single man, Vaomura Goyim Ashasham was Shemachalema, so the nations that heard of your fame for the Ribbono Shel Olam, they're going to say, Mi Bilti Yechayelus Hashem Lohavi Esaomaze Lohoritz Ashenish Balohem. You know why? It's because Hashem lacked the ability to bring his people to the land that he swore to give to them. Veyishchotem Bamidban, he shechted them in the wilderness. So Moshe Ben is beseeching, we're going to see some Rashis, Let's just see some Rashi over here. Rashi in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Veshamu Mitzrayim, Egypt will hear, Veshamu is Asher Tahargim, they're going to hear that you killed them. Ki Helisa, Ki Mishamish B'Loshan Asher, Ki over here means Loshan Asher. What does it mean? That Veheim Ro, the Mitzrayim, Asher Helisa, B'Koycha God, they're going to see that you brought Klal Yisrael out with your great strength, Mikirbam from their midst. Uchashi Yishman, when they're going to hear Shat Tahargim that you've killed them, Lo Yoimru, Shechot Lucha, they're not going to say that they were Choyte, which is the truth. El Yoimru, what are they going to say? Shekinegdim, The Mitzrayim are going to say Yecholta Lilachim, you were able to do battle. Meaning connect the Egyptians, you could have done battle. Aval connect Yeshvi Aretz. Oh, they were too tough for you, the inhabitants of Canaan. La Yecholta Lilachim, them you couldn't do battle. Vizuhi, that's the pshat. It says VaAmar Al Yeshiv Aretz Azoyis, and they will say about the inhabitants of the land. Kemoi, like it says Al Yeshiv Aretz Azoyis, Al Yeshiv Aretz Azoyis, about the inhabitants of the land. My Yom Aleim, what are they going to say about them? Mashalana B'Sayfim. What it says at the end of the Inyan, Mibilti Chayas Hashem, because Hashem lacked the ability, Bishvil Shasham Ukiyat Hashem, because they heard your Hashem, Sheikhim Mekirbim, who dwells in their midst, Va'ayim Bayin Atanir Lehem, you appear to them eye to eye, Va'kil B'der Chibin, all in a beautiful, loving manner. Lay Kibrucha, and the Egyptians have not become aware regarding you, Ribbon Shalalam, Shenitka Avoschim Yem, because your love has been removed from them, from the Klal Yisrael Arena as of yet. So they shouldn't say that. Frekta Biruchim, who cares what they're going to say? Mach patli what the Mitzrayim, let them say, who cares? Let's get Miron. I'm worried what the Egyptians are going to say. Famous Kasha. What do I care what the Egyptians are going to say? Let them say whatever they want. They're drowned. The ones that drowned are dead anyway. The ones that are still alive. So lazim zakim vasevil. Zot Rabbi Yeruchim, hine b'may spalel b'may hitzil asa'om. He says, b'zeshar sheyahargim Hashem yovei adover lidechil Hashem. He says that if they're going to kill them, it's going to be a big chil Hashem. Ki yoyim ragoyim, they're going to say mi built yichelus Hashem, mi tekes lo yichelus biyodel avim ki alkein shochtam lifish yesh veretz chazokim vegiborim vein adoyim bepar leshlosh veach melachim. He says kfar omer al divi Rashi el Ramban litmoy al hechetim tzik azoyis shidam mitzrayim shovish tuyot kazoyis al kadosh baruch. First of all, how are they going to ever think of such stupid stussim, the Mitzrayim? They're going to think, you know, what did they see, Zot Ramban? Achri royim kol maisei Hashem anoy royim shehifli lachgoitzim badever. The Egyptians are the last people that would think that Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't have yichayilis. Me bilti Hashem yichayilis. Look what they did to you. Hemeisa b'chareim b'kereged. He killed your b'chayiris. Vevi aleim makas gedeles min Hashemayim. He gave these kferel chamakas. Menokel zayis b'en Hashem lachakeis badever. Ribbono Shel Olam make a plague like that. Hagiborim v'chazokim kadal mochalochalosh. It doesn't make a difference how straight you strong you are. The Ribbono Shel Olam will wipe you away like a weak person. More than that, how could Moshe Rabbeinu think such a modern machshava? There's such stupid, crazy people in the world to think these machshavas are bunch of nazam yichoyles. Mikvar besoid kiddush Hashem. This is a yasoid in kiddush Hashem. Ki in yonayhu sheshmoy yisbarach yim mekudush betachal sagili. Kiddush Hashem means the Ribbono's name should be mekudush betachal sagili. But oifen kilo see a call of shores lag of the chares. It has to be an oifen. There's no way to say opposite. Afilu al yedei ikor v'shikur. Even some drunken farmer who's a shikur, achad ba'olim, some in the far end of the world, and if he doesn't believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's not kiddush Hashem. There's a chisorin in kiddush Hashem. So we do care what the Egyptians are going to say. Vim lav v'mitak azoyis kfar nikr zachil Hashem. If it's not totally tachlis gilu Hashem, that's called chil Hashem. So he says, "Vanoshim tzaddikim mekatzi shmoi yisbarach." The greatest tzaddikim, the mekatzi shem Hashem. Vade kol amolam lachshiv machshavis lizor tomid ki lo yipol af kol ava koldu shalihurim al kadosh baruch hu. They make sure that there should no hirurim on the Ribbono Shel Olam. That people should think, "Why Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't have the choilis?" Hirurim afilu achi rechaykim mukashim. Even the most modern vaita hirur. Who asham Moshe Rabbeinu v'sham Mitzrayim v'amus. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Mitzrayim gonna care." So we asked, "What do you care Mitzrayim?" Teretz is because kiddush Hashem has to be a complete kiddush Hashem. If there's one Mitzri and the other Aver Ayam, that's going to say, "Oh, Hashem couldn't do this. Look at that. Against us he fought, but the 31 Malachim, he couldn't do that." Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Nein, Vishom Mitzrayim, we're worried about them too. It has to be a complete kiddush Hashem." Pasuk Yutesvav, we have to see Rashi Ve'amata Es Ha'om Azek Yesh Echad. And if you were to put to people to death like a one man, piss him suddenly. And the result is of this. The nations who heard your fame would say, because Hashem lacked the ability. Because the people that are living in the ground in the land are strong and mighty. Paroi can't be compared to the 31 kings of Canaan in Koyach, because they were much more powerful. That's what they're going to say on the inhabitants of this land. Because Hashem lacked the ability, because Hashem didn't possess the ability to Avim to bring them to the land, shochtem, so he shechted them. Which is interesting, he shechted them. It's interesting, the Lashon. He shechted them. Should I say, Chveis, he killed them, shechted them. It's an interesting Lashon. Yecholis, I sort of statement as the Kasha. Yecholis, Zakashi, Shem Dovu, it's a noun. Oh, so we're back to Pasuk Yudzayin, Vayato. And now, Yigdal no koyach Hashem, and now the strength of the Ribbono Shel Olam should be magnified. Kasher dibar talemo, as you have spoken, saying. So, Rashi, kasher dibar talemo, umal adibri, what is the speaking to Moshe refers to? Hashem erech apayim, that Hashem is slow to anger. Letzadikim, for tzadikim v'lo rishoyim, gam for rishoyim. Kasholom Moshe lemor, Moshe went up to Shemayim. Did mekabel the Torah, matzah lekadosh baruch hu sheyoshev. Show Yosef a koyz. He found the bunch from sitting and writing. Hashem erech apayim. Hashem is slow to anger. Amalei Moshe said, "Let's tzadikim." Oh, that's for the tzadikim. Amalei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hey, after Hashem for Hashem too. Amalei Hashem. Moshe said to him, "Hashem yavedu. Let the wicked people perish. Let them vasak chilek. Let them go. Let them pager." Amalei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, "Chayecha. I swear by your life, shetitztarach ladover. You're gonna have to need my mead over here of even mayrech af even for Hashem." Because Keshechot Yisrael be'egel and Chal Yisrael v'nichshal in the egel be'meraglim and by the meraglim espal Moshe lefon Moshe v'en adavin v'boinu shaloy in front of v'boinu shaloy berech apayim with the tefillah berech apayim omelai kodesh boruch Hashem said v'aloy amartali, but didn't you once tell me the letzadikim that that's reserved afka for tzadikim omelai so Moshe said to him v'aloy amartali, but didn't v'boinu shaloy you told me afla shayim for tzvashayim also Yigdal Nakoyach Hashem. Now may the strength of Ribbono Shel Olam be magnified. Lasa Diburech to fulfill what Ribbono Shel Olam said. Lishitasa Ribbono Shel Olam, please. Through Rishayim too. So Moshe Rabbeinu needed it. Venake and Ribbono. Oh, so this is Vayit. The Pasuk Yudches. Hashem Erech Apayim. Hashem is slow to anger. Virav Chesed, and he is abundant in Chesed and kindness. Noisei Avoin Vafesha, he forgives Avoinois. Those were unwillful averus. Vefesha are willful averus. Venake loy yinake, and he absolves, but he doesn't absolve. We'll see what that means. Poiket avoyin avoyis al bonim, he remembers the averus of the parents upon the children. Al shileishim for the third, veal ribeim, and for the fourth generation.
It's like a shortened version of the Yud Gimel.
Yeah. Oh, let's see what we say today. Yeah, Venake is actually absolves Lashavim to those who do tshuva. Lo Yinake, if he doesn't absolve Lashenishav those who do not do tshuva. Pasuk Chof. Slach no lavoino maze kegoidel chastecho. Forgive now the averus of these people according to the greatness of your chesed, Ribbono Shel Olam. V'chasher no sosol maze mi Mitzrayim. And as you've forgiven these people from Mitzrayim, vadhein until now. Zakrashi kidvarecho. B'shvil mashra marta, but this is what you said. Pen yoimru, lest they say me built the yichayis Hashem, because Hashem lacked the ability to bring it to overpower the story of Malachim. That's why he killed them. Pasuk Chavalev, vayoimru Hashem solachti kidvarech, and Hashem said I forgive in accordance to your words. So Rashi, by the way, the Rishonim say that the solachti kidvarech is really going on chayte egel, but this I wasn't. Chayte meraglim, I'm not meraglim. Solachti kidvarech then, but not now. Even though the pashtus of the psukim it says it over here, but really the Rishonim say it's going on chayte egel. Benjamin had a chesed, he wrote over here, the goyim shouldn't be mine of them. Because by the chet egel, it says, L'shem tzibukameyim. Misal Tosky says he was once sitting in a barber gym in Mexico, and the barber says, could you be mazmer to me the whole chet egel, that you sinned with the calf? If this barber was a lam, then he would have said, could you be mazmer the chet meraglim? It was much more chomedic than the chet egel. But there it says, L'shem tzibukameyim, that it's going to be a shemetz among bekameyim people that stand up against you. That's the goyim, they're going to always obey you. How'd you sin? You saw the gilui Hashem, and you go make a chet egel. What's going on? The Rishonim said that they needed a new manig and there's nothing wrong with that, but later it turned into that. There were three kitas, Rabbein Bechayda and Pashas Kisisa. Well, the whole Hezbron, Chayta Egel. I'll call upon him. It says, Vayoyim Hashem Salachtik Verecha over here, but really it's going on the Chayta Egel. V'ulam. Yes, much worse. Rabbi Yochum says, I can show you afterwards in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Much worse than the Chayta Egel. Yeah. Yeah,
everything
much worse than. No, everything comes from the Chayta Meraglim. I can show it to you inside over in Biurim. You have to see it. I'll show it to you. Ve'ulam pasuk of aleph chayoni, but as I live, vayimolei chvoid Hashem as kol ha'oretz, and the covenant Ribbono Shel Olam shall fill the entire world. Ve'ulam zok Rashi, but kimoy avol zoyse eslehem, but this I will do to them. Chayoni, as I live, loshen shvua. This is a loshvua. Kashem shani chay, just as I live, chvoid yimolei kol ha'oretz, and my glory should fill the entire world. Kacha kayim lehem, so I should fulfill to them. Those men have seen, if they will see the land, meaning they're not going into Eretz Yisrael. This you have to fix around the pasuk. It's backwards. But as I live, that all men if they will see the land, and my covenant will fill the entire land, that my name will not be desecrated through this by the goyim saying, because Hashem lacked the ability to bring them, that will not put them to death. Suddenly, like one person, Abayim says, listen, I'm going to delay it for 40 years, little by little, because you can't be mevat lagarmi, but you can be matchit. And you see, Moshe Rabbeinu was matchit. Rabbeinu Bchai speaks out later for 40 years. Okay, pasuk of beis ki cholo anoshim aroyim es kfoidi, because all the men who have seen my covenant, my glory, ves isoyse and my isoyse, asher sisi b'mitzrayim that I did in Mitzrayim uva midbar as well as in the midbar, ve'yinasu oisi ze eser promim, and they have tested me these 10 times, ve'leishamu b'koyli, and they don't listen to me, they don't heed my voice. So Joshua and Asu, and they've tested me kemashmoy, like it sounds. Zeis or pamim, shnayim bayom. Rashi makes the cheshbon: 2 by Yamsuf, shnayim bamon, 2 with the mon, shnayim baslov achulu, 2 with the slov. Kedisim sechaz erichin, like it says in erichin, daf tesvav amar aleph and omer beis ayin shalom gan sariches pasuk chav gimel. Emiru es haaretz asher nishbati la voisim. If they will see the land that I have sworn to give to their avos, chol menatzai lo yira'ua, and all who anger me shall not see it. If they will see, that is, they're not going to see it. They're not going to see the land. Pasuk of Dalid, v'avdei cholov, v'avdei cholev. That all who anger me will not see it. Meaning they're not going to see it. All the menatzei, all the ones that are menatzei
b'nishlan. The opposite.
Yeah, it's Rashi before. It was Masbrut. Mikra Masuris. You have to be Masbrut. Let's just finish up the review. Bez Hashem, Chav Gimel. Ve'avdi Cholev Ekev Hoyse Ruach Acheres Imoy. But my Evet Cholev, because he had a different ruach with him, Ve'imali Acheroy, and he followed after me. Ve'aviyosev Elaoritz Asher Bo Shomo, and he went after me wholeheartedly with a ganze lev. I'm going to bring him to the land which he came. Ve'zara Yerushena, and his zera, his offspring, will drive out the Yoshvei Oritz. Now let me ask you, Yeshua was also mechutim over here. Why isn't he mentioned in the pasuk? Dafka Ve'avdi Cholev. What about Avdi Yeshua? So the Chizkuni says two pshat. Number one, Yeshua was anyway. We knew Eldad the Meida with Misnabit says Moshe Mason Yeshua Machna. So Yeshua was anyway going to is Osad Lavim Laor Zok to Chizkuni. Meila he didn't have to mention him in the pasuk, but Kolev we didn't know. Therefore, Avdi Kolev Ekev Yisroel Acheres. Therefore, he's going to call Vavi Yosef Laoritz. Oydei Shlomi says the Gemara says in Samach Gimel and Erevin that Yeshua only had daughters. He didn't have any sons. So therefore, on Yeshua, you couldn't say Zara Yerushena at the end of the pasuk that his offspring going to drive out the thing. Meila zokta chizkuni, it's dafka avdi kolev. Zokta Rashi ruach acheres, a different ruach. Shtei ruchos, he has two ruchos, two spirits. Achas bepe, v'achas belev. One in his heart and one in his mouth. And the Chavetz Chaim says you're allowed to be mishaker to do that if it's over here to speak like that for teyelos. That's what he did here. Lemeraglim. To the Meraglim, he said, I'm with you in this whole scheme you have. And in his heart, he really wanted to say the truth. And through this, to quiet him. It says, and Kalev hushed the people. They were under the impression that he's going to speak just like they did. That's what it says. Say for Yeshua, and I brought back word to him, as was with my lave, with my heart, v'loy kasherim pi, but not was with my mouth. He spoke ech b'peh, ech b'lev, which is mutter, Chavetz Chaim says, to do in this situation. V'yimali acheroi, and he followed after me. V'yimalu esli b'acheroi, and he filled his heart after me to follow me. V'zeh mikir kotza, and this is a poshut, a kotzadik apostle. Sher b'shama, to which he came, chevron tinosin, like he's going to get chevron. He's getting chevron. What does it mean? I'm going to bring him Vav Yosef Elaoritz Asher Bo Shama, because when he went to be Mishtateach Al Kivri Over, so where did he go? To Chevron, so he's going to get that. Yoyri Shena, his children are going to drive out the Yoshvi Oritz. Ketargum, like Ketargum says, Yisarchuno, he's going to drive out. Yoyri Shena was Anokim, he's going to drive out all these giants. Vesa Om Asher Bo and all the people that are in there. Veila Targum Yer Sina. Don't say that it means a Lashon. Yersina El B'Mokni Mirshana, other than in a place that says Yerushana, that he's gonna be coined, he's gonna possess it. There means he's not gonna be Yarshin it. He's gonna drive them out. The Chizkuni is not going with the Shat. The second Shat, the Chizkuni says that the Gemara says in Erev and Samach Gimel that Kalev that Yeshua didn't have any daughter, he only had daughters, he didn't have any sons, so therefore you can't say Zari Yerishanu, but Rashi's not going with that, because Rashi says it doesn't mean a Lashon Yerusha, it's a Lashon of driving people out. Okay? Agav is not going like that. Pasuk, now listen to this, Pasuk Chafei, Viho Amaleki, that's the first word in the Amaleki, the last letter is Yud. Right? Go backwards, the next back three words, it says Shama Vazari Yerishanu, the end of Pasuk of Dalit, and then the first word of Amaleki of Pasuk Chafei. It's Yud Kei Vav Kei Lemafreya, backwards. Amaleki is the Yud of Yamaleki, the Hey of Yerishena, the Vav of Vizaroi, and the Hey of Shama that spells out Yud Kei Vav Kei Lemafreya. What does that symbolize? Dr. Rabbeinu Bechaya Mori de Kazach. Loimar to teach you that it was Midas Adin. Midas Adin was Metucha Negdom. That was Gefrelecha Midas Adin. It says, Vav Yosef Eloraz Hashabo Shama Vizaroi Yerishena of Amaleki, Gam Bekan Ramez Hashem Hamayuchad Lemafreya, Lahoyres Ki Midas Adin Metucha Kenegdom. Therefore, they're going to stay in the midbar. They're going to go backwards. That's the remez. They're going to go lachireim, just like the shem is mafreya. They're going to be achzul mafreya, and midas adin is ganeg them. And therefore, lekem midar mizber aisa. They're stuck there, and they're going to go lachireim. No, it's just the words. He doesn't say that. Okay, let's finish over here. Rashi, v'amaleki. The Amalekim and the Kananim dwell in the valley. Mocher, tomorrow, Pnu Usu Lochem Hamidbor, Derech Yamsuf. Tomorrow, turn yourselves and travel towards the Midbar in the direction of the Yamsuf. So, Drashiv Amalekim, Vigoyim, the Amalekim, Imtail Chusham, if you're going to go there, Yargenu Eschem, they will kill you. Because I'm not with you, the Benjamin says. I'm a Salak Mashkina, which is the biggest Oynish. And we see how geferlicha was. Mocher pnu tomorrow. Turn lachirechem to backwards to your rear. Usu lachem goyman and then journey. Oh, so what's the pshat?
Turn backwards and if you don't, Amalek is going to get you.
They'll get you. That's why Amalek. They're going to catch you. If you don't turn back, Amalek is going to get you. But that's the Rebbeinu Chai saying. The midas adin is metuch negdei. But you asked me before what if the chet meraglim is Mohammedic than the chet egel. So everybody says the chet egel is vade Mohammedic, but it's nishtazoy. The chet meraglim is much Mohammedic. Yeah, you want to hear a biruchim? I'll tell you the biruchim. We had to have a biruchim.
Bekitzer.
Oh, zokta hazoi. Oi, he's very bekatzer here. Adoni yinatuni yamazet. Till when are they gonna be margiz me? He says zokta rashi verashi yinatuni yargizuni. The omnon, he says makana charoin af yoyis mikol yeser achatoyim shalsi yisrael. All of a sudden, there's such a charoin af over here, more than the other chatoim. All of a sudden, here is geferlich adoni yinatsuni, such a yargizuni. Rashi says, they're gonna get me angry. My yoy mi yamayim, my high mi high. What's all of a sudden my ul mi high from the other averes that they did? Kefi anir is oktav yiruchim yakosuv b'tehillim in kuvav pasuk of dalid and chavzayin. It says hine maschil chetam. How does the chet start? Vayimesu be'eretz chemda. There were moys be'eretz chemda. Hainu. But Moshe Amru, they said, "Nitne roish v'nashuv Mitzrayim." Let's go back and return to Egypt. Mizeh onu shoyinim zokt yibiruchim. From this we hear, "Ki zeh ikir chetem." That was their ikir chet, because that's how the pasuk starts off. Ubezeh hayamunach ozvam lagamri es Hashem yizbruch, and that's how the oiziv totally the Rebbeinu Shloim. The chet zeh oid yoyse kovid mechet ha'egel. This chet is much worse than the chet ha'egel. The gam nenshu al zeh biyitzrayin oynish, and the oynish they got was much worse. Me asher al chet ha'egel, because the chet ha'egel. Kenema sham, it says, v'yisa yodei lahem, lahapil oysam b'midbor, lapil zaram b'goyim, v'lazaroysam b'arotzis. That there, the children can gansen spread out and destroyed. Mizeh ha'chet nisha b'chir l'doris. And not only that, from this chet, there was b'chir for the doris, b'shtei ha'chorbonis, but both batim mikdash. Yeah, atem b'chir sim b'chir shalchin, v'ani afkel lachem b'chir l'doris. B'shtei ha'chorbonis, both chorbonis were destroyed. No, he said, it says anything has a little bit of the eagle. It's not taking that away, but the ikr chet, which is much more than chet eagle. V'chol ha-goliyus ad ha-yom. All goliyus up to Rabbi Yeruchim till today. There's a reason in Barot says, why are you eating all over the world? Gol is today, why? It's because the chet of the meraglim, which was much more chomerdik than the chet of the eagle. In yin chomer zeh ha-chet, yizbar lalo and pasag lam gimel anshan. He says a whole husband in Arichas. But that here's he's makatzer in the Indian. Akapanim, that was much worse.
This is the makar. The churban, which is the car of the gods,
right?
The chavetz chaim nakdamo says the chet aron lashon hara. He wasn't even going. I think on the reagim. He says sinas chinam, and they spoke lashon hara.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The churban happened with the chet lashon hara.
Yeah. So that's why they got
the
He says another one more nekuda on Erech HaPayim. Dr. Ben Pasuk Yudches, it says Rashi says letzadikim velerishoyim. Erech HaPayim for the tzadikim rishoyim. Dr. Biruchim inyan lerishoyim. What does it mean for rishoyim? Hakavana gam leelish leinir aleim tikva letshuva. Rishoyim, there's no hope. Lechayir, it looks appears to them that they're going to do tshuva. He's a chayte. He's a rasha. Gam lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishtamesh b'midah shel Erech HaPayim. Even to them, Rebbeinu says, no, Erech HaPayim, I give you also Erech HaPayim. Azay zok, Rabbi Yerucham. With that, Rabbi, so we finish today's shir.
Oh, yeah.